Hello, this is the Archaeology News Weekly. I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the headlines from around the world are as follows. 4,000-year-old ancient copper artifacts are unearthed in the UAE. We report on a non-conventional hunt for lost Cumbrian stone circles. And the senior curator of the World Heritage Sites says that the tents for the Maltese megalith sites are only temporary. Archaeologists find three early prehistoric bodies in Mexico. And a British Bronze Age gold ring is declared treasure trove. There's scans for 4,600-year-old Iraqi skulls taking place in the USA, and early humans in Japan produced stone tools from quarried sources. A statue is found in an ancient Iranian grave, and maize farming in Mexico is dating back to 5,300 BCE, the earliest yet known. Finally, a 3,000-year-old Iranian cemetery is to be excavated before it is looted. Copper artefacts more than 4,000 years old were discovered at a new site in Sharjah in the UAE. A large semi-spherical copper ingot weighing almost 5 kilograms was unearthed at a new site in Wadi Helu in the eastern region during a joint archaeological excavation project. The project being undertaken by the Directorate of Antiquities and the University of Tübingen in Germany made the discoveries during the February and March of this year. Headed by Dr. Sabah Yassim and Professor Hans-Peter Oppermann, the team said during an excavation that they had found indications of early industrial exploitation of copper ore in the Wadi Helu area. The ingot serves as direct proof of production of copper from local ore. According to the investigating team, copper was produced at this site during two periods, one in the early Bronze Age more than 4,000 years ago and the other during the Islamic period. The early phase is of particular interest because it is the first site in the UAE under scientific exploration with regard to the production of copper during this early Bronze Age. A Cambridge historian is using divining rods to locate forgotten stone circles. Paul Daw is visiting Cumbria in England this month to use his controversial rods, believed by some to help locate earth energies, to try and plot the exact position of the stone circles. He said that his main purpose will be to try and obtain verification that the three stone circles I believe to have found on Bleebury Hawes are in fact stone circles. Professor John Waterhouse from Angela Ruskin University, author of The Stone Circles of Cumbria, is also going to have a look at the site. Well, I just hope we get a scoop when we discover these circles. Or perhaps the Grail, or the Ark of the Covenant, who knows? We remain open but sceptical here at Badger. The protective structures that will be erected over two of Malta's megalithic temples, Menajdra and Hagar Quim, are good for 25 to 30 years and will be a means of buying time while alternatives are developed, so says the senior curator of World Heritage Sites. While tents may not be a very attractive option from an archaeologist's point of view, it must be acknowledged that the shelters are an interim measure until experts study the situation and identify solutions for the best possible restoration and conservation of the temples. A draft management plan, complemented by a conservation plan for all the megalithic temples, will be delivered later this year. Conservation scientist Joanne Kasser insists that when trying to identify a design for the protective shelters with the least possible negative impact, they wanted to avoid mistakes made on other shelters worldwide. That's a good choice, if I may say so. A hasty decision is always regretted. Mexico's National Anthropology and History Institute archaeologists found remains of two women and a man that can be dated to more than 10,000 years ago in the Maya era of Tulum. The remains were being examined by laboratories in Britain, the United States and Mexico, all of which said that they had remains from people dating to between 10,000 and 14,500 years ago. This makes southeastern Mexico one of the few areas with a proven early prehistoric presence in the Americas. The remains were found at three locations at Las Palmas, El Templo and Najaron Caves, in an area previously thought to be uninhabited. They are not Maya because they do not have the classic Mayan skull deformation. The women found in Najaron Cave, 368 metres from its entrance and 22 metres underground, was 1.4 metres tall and was between 20 and 30 years old when she died. The woman found in Las Palmas cave was between 44 and 50 when she died. And the body found in El Templo cave was a man aged between 25 and 30. His body was the least well preserved because it had been eroded and most of its organic material was gone. Archaeologists have worked since 2002 to exhume the bodies from underwater caverns. In the past, the region was dry, but the caves were flooded due to the last thaw of the Pleistocene Ice Age. Archaeological finds show the region was probably used as a refuge and a graveyard. The archaeologists also found campfire remains. A 3,000-year-old gold ring found in Buntingford in Herefordshire, England, has been declared as treasure. A penannular ring from the Bronze Age has been dated as being from between 1150 and 750 BCE. Hertfordshire coroner Edward Thomas ruled that a panel will decide on its value and any reward for its finder. The ring, weighing 12.7 grams, features stripes of two tones of gold on a base of copper alloy and is 2.5 centimetres in diameter. It was discovered buried 10 centimetres deep in soil on August the 6th last year by metal detectorists after excavations on the site. The location cannot be disclosed to prevent other people conducting illegal or deeper digs. The curator on prehistory in Europe department at the British Museum, who authenticated the ring, said that the department was familiar with penannular rings but did not know where they were worn or what significance they held. People were not buried with them, and so we are very unsure exactly how they're worn, but they were certainly not worn on the fingers and could have been an earring or perhaps worn in the hair. The find predates any recorded history of a settlement of this historic market town. The valuation placed on the ring is likely to be in the region of £700 to £1,000. Mr. Thomas said it might be acquired by a local museum for the public to see. Now here's a good example of reporting and recording finds where the value goes beyond the money and provides evidence from the past that may have been lost. It also highlights the need to ensure that detectors are not tarred with the same brush as looters, as they can often provide vital clues. A pair of 4,600-year-old skulls from Iraq will be given a CT scan in Philadelphia, USA. It promises to reveal the faces of two of the dozens of sacrificial victims found decades ago in the remains of the ancient Sumerian city. The procedure will be done at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania on the skulls of a young woman adorned with gold ornaments and a man wearing a copper helmet. Both were found in the southern Iraq city of Ur in the 1920s and 30s. Archaeologists from the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology excavating the royal tombs of Ur found a great death pit with the bodies of 74 sacrificial victims. Smaller tombs contained other bodies, believed to be those of royal retainers. The woman's skull was found in the large pit, while the man's was from a smaller death pit attached to the royal grave. He is presumed to be one of six soldiers who stood at the entrance to the pit. Janet Monga, acting curator in charge of the museum's physical anthropology collection, said the scan of the woman's skull should give an idea of how the elaborate headdress found with the body was worn. They also hope to recover DNA from the skulls and want to draw enamel from the teeth to compare it with remains found in the Indus Valley Civilization in India to see if the sacrificial victims came from that area. Intriguingly, they also want to see whether the victims' remains might have been heated before burial, which was an early form of mummification done elsewhere in Mesopotamia to keep bodies preserved for funeral processions. If so, the victims were very likely to have been killed before they were taken to the burial site, casting doubt on the theory of the excavating archaeologists that they were given poison to drink in the tomb. All those volunteering for sacrifice, please take one step forward. And at that point, you have a feeling that everyone else takes one step backward. Well, at least that's how it feels for me. Humans may have trekked up a mountain 35,000 years ago in what is now Tochigi Prefecture in Japan to dig up raw obsidian ore to process into stone tools. Trapezoid stone tools unearthed on Mount Takaharayama in the prefecture will shed light on the early human history in Japan. The tools indicate humans at the start of the Upper Paleolithic era were already mining raw sources of stone to produce tools, not just picking them up off the ground. Previous finds have led experts to believe that such mining started in the more recent Jomon period from 13,000 to 3,000 years ago. Archaeologists first found the stone tools in 2005 on the 1,795-metre mountain, and a full-scale research dig at the mountain took place in October 2006. The team collected 441 stone artefacts from the valley cliffs around the ridges, all at about 1,400 metres. Of the pieces found, 8 are judged to be trapezoid stone tools used by these early humans. Knowing where to find the obsidian in the vast Kanto plain, where there are few sources of the stone, also indicates their intelligence, as to understand and to share such information, they had to use some form of complex language. Archaeologists have unearthed an ancient statue which was buried as if to represent a corpse, shedding new light on Iran's Iron Age between 1400 and 550 BCE. The archaeologists uncovered the ancient statue along with several pottery objects and human bones in the province of Ghazvin, on the mountain near the township of Abyek. Interesting article. I hope we get to hear more about this one in more detail. And people should note that archaeology is very much to the fore in Iran. You don't have to believe everything that you see on TV. I myself would actually very much like to return to Tehran soon and meet up with the students that I met there. A very keen and dedicated lot that we could learn a lot from. A Florida State University anthropologist has discovered new evidence that suggests that ancient farmers in Mexico cultivated an early form of maize, the forerunner of modern corn, about 7,300 years ago, almost 1,200 years earlier than previously thought. Professor Mary Pohl conducted an analysis of sediments in the Gulf Coast of Tabasco in Mexico and concluded that people were planting crops in the New World of the Americas around 5,300 BCE. The research expands our knowledge on the transition to agriculture in Mesoamerica. These are significant new findings that fill out knowledge of the patterns of early farming. It expands on research that demonstrates that maize spread quickly from southwest Mexico to southeast Mexico and other tropical areas in the New World, including Panama and South America. The shift from foraging to the cultivation of food was a significant change in lifestyle for these ancient people and laid the foundation for the later development of complex society and the rise of the Olmec civilization. The Olmecs predated the better-known Mayas by about 1,000 years. During her fieldwork in Tabasco 7 years ago, Pohl found traces of pollen from primitive maize and evidence of forest clearing dating to about 5,100 BCE. Pohl's current study analysed phytoliths, the silica structure of the plant, which puts the date of the introduction of maize in southeastern Mexico 200 years earlier than her pollen data indicated. It also shows that maize was present at least a couple of hundred years before the major onset of forest clearing. Traces of charcoal found in the soil in 2000 indicated the ancient farmers used fire to clear the fields on beech ridges to grow their crops. It seems the more we look, the more we find out, and that the Americas are at last truly giving up their secrets. And they're all earlier and more complex than we thought before. Finally, improving climatic conditions in mountainous regions of Iranian Lorestan province are allowing Iranian archaeologists to resume their excavations at Baba Jilan, a 3,000-year-old cemetery located in the province. Illegal excavation has already posed real harm to this site. Large destruction at Baba Jilan cemetery, due to the activities of illegal diggers, provoked an archaeology team to be dispatched to the area. However, due to heavy rains and snows in the mountainous regions of Lorestan, the excavations were wrapped up early, only to be picked up later. During previous excavations, archaeologists succeeded in gathering some artefacts which remained from looting. One of the big questions is, what do we do about this international problem? Looting and the selling of illegal artefacts from Iran to Mexico, from Iraq to UK. Perhaps you'd like to have your say in what can be done, if anything. So may I suggest that you join the Stone Pages forum and discuss this subject. If we have enough of you getting back, we'll report on it next week. Can I now also remind people that there's many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities to be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And likewise, lots of volunteer opportunities around the world, nearly 400 of them, can be found on Past Horizons. That's www.pasthorizons.com. More, as ever, can be found at Stone Pages, news.stonepages.com. Thank you very much for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you'll return to us again next week.